sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimari Nimi Morasi, Sheyichyu, and Leila Nishmas Maris Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel. We're going to be discussing Avodas Halavim based on a shir given by Hagorn Rav Aryeh Ozer Shlita. Rashi in Parshas Bemidbar, Perek Dalek, Pasuk Beis, and Biyeter Biur in Parshas Baaloscha, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chaf Hei, explains what it says about the Levim, that mi ben chamishim shana lo yavod od, that is only talking about carrying on their shoulders masa bakosef. But what does he do? He returns at the age of 50 to ni'ilas sha'arim, to locking the gates, and lashir, also to sing. That was another job of the Levim, and other avodos besides the actual carrying of the Mishkan. But he does do Nila Sharm Shir and loading the agalos, loading the wagons. The Ramban asks on Rashi that if he works B'chol Sha'ar Avodos Milvad Masa, if the Levi does everything besides the carrying, so why then were the Levim only counted from ages 30 to age 50? Even before them and afterwards, the Levim are kosher lavot. So why are they only counted from 30 to 50 if they can do other avodas before and after 30 to 50? Moreover, B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merari, who didn't have a masa bakosef, it was only kehas that had b'nei kehas that had masa b'kosef. Only they carried it on the shoulders. But b'nei Gershon and b'nei Merari that didn't have masa b'kosef, that didn't carry on the shoulders, all of their avoda is kosher b'zikenim. So why were they only counted from 30 to 50? Another kasha the Ramban asks from the explicit pasuk. Parshas Naso Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem Zayin, Mi Ben Shloshim Shana Vamala, Ve'ad Ben Chamishim Shana, Kol Abo La'avod Avodas Avoda, Ve'avodas Masa Be'ohel Moed. From 30 to 50, anybody who's coming to work, Avodas Avoda and Avodas Masa in the Ohel Moed. What is Avodas Avoda? Avodas Avoda is Shir, because it's an Avoda for another Avoda, i.e. for the Karban, as Rashi explained there, based on the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Yud Aleph. So we see that even for a shear, they are not roi to work unless they are from 30 to 50, because the pasuk says 30 to 50, they are doing avodas avoda, which is singing. And therefore, the Rambam thinks it mitten Rashi, the Ramban argues with the Rashi, and he holds, shelo hukhsharu bamidbar lashir, ולשאר עבודות שבפנים, אלא משלושים ועד חמישים. That they were only kosher in the midbar for song and for other avodos shebifnim from the age of 30 until the age of 50. And Rashi requires a yishuv. So according to the Ramban, in the midbar they were only kosher to do shira, and for other avodas shebifnim from 30 to 50, in order that they don't come to carry the aron, which they're not allowed to do, obviously, besides those ages. However, they could load things on the wagons. That was mutter to do outside of 30 and 50, but besides that, shir and other avodah shebifnim were only allowed to be done from 30 to 50. So we have a few shtar kashas from the Ramban on Rashi. So how are we going to be miyashev Rashi, who says that past 30, besides 30 to 50, they can still sing and lock the gates and be towing the agalos. The Rambam, in Hilchot Klei Mikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Chet, writes Zeshen Emor B'Torah B'Leviim Ben Chanishim Shama Yashuv Mitzvah Avoda. Ain Oela B'Zman Shayinosim Amikdash Mimakom Lamakom Veino Mitzvah Nagis L'Doros. Aval L'Doros Ain Alevi Nifsel B'Shanim. This that it says in the Torah that 50 years old, he's retiring. That's only when they would carry the Mikdash from place to place. And this is not a mitzvah, that's no Heges L'Doros. And L'Doros, a Levi doesn't become Pasul B'Shanim. When does a Levi become Pasul L'Shanim? A Levi only becomes Pasul L'Shanim when they're doing the Avodah of carrying from place to place. But that's not knowing L'Doros, and therefore L'Doros Ein Alevi Nifsel B'Shanim. And so he writes B'Kitzer, B'Sefer HaMitzvah Sharashlishi, Shein Limnos Mitzvah Zu B'Minyan HaMitzvahs, Neshein Noheges L'Doros. This mitzvah is not Noheg L'Doros, whereas the Bahak says Le'abed Ogeod is a mitzvah L'Doros. U'Mekoro Midivri HaGemara B'Chulin Tav Chof Dalet Amet Aleph Yochal Af B'Shilo Beis Olamim Kein. I might think that even in Shilo and in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Olamim, the Levim are going to be Pasul B'Shanim, Talmud Loimar, La'avod Avodat Avodah, Ve'avodat Masa, Be'ol Moed, Lo Amarti, Ela Bizman, She'avodah B'Katev. That this is only from that they're Pasul for the Avodah when they reach the age of 50, that's only when the Avodah is B'Kasef, when they have to carry with their shoulders. But if they're not doing the carrying from place to place, then the din is that they may, even L'Doros, work past 50. The Ramban there is Masig on the Rambam. Sharei Af L'Doros, there's still a mitzvah because if you sow. Because the mitzvah is not Mugbelet L'Zman Mitzuya Mitzad Etzem Dina. ועל כן גם כשהגיעו אל המנוחה ואל הנחלה והארון מונח במקומו הם יצטרכו להוציא הארון כדי לצאת למלחמה ולכל צורך אחר הלא נוהגת מצוות נסיעה בכתף. So when they get to the מנוחה נחלה, when they get to their resting place and the ארון is מונח במקומו, if they have to take out the ארון in order to go out to war or for any other need, so then מצוות נסיעה בכתף is נוהג. Like the Rambam writes in Essay Lamed Daled, that this mitzvah of nesiyah b'kasef, when necessary, is no heges l'doros. So if so, says the Ramban, why is lo yavod od not kaim l'doros? It is kaim l'doros. That when needed, even after they come to the Nenuch of an Achel, if they have to be Motzi the Aron, Kedei Lotzis L'Machom L'Chol Tzarech Acher, so this mitzvah of Nesiyah B'Kasef is Noeg. So why are you saying, Rambam, that it's not L'Doros? And even though the Rambam himself writes that L'Doros Nesiyah B'Kasef is done by the Koyhanim and not by the Levim, there in Mitzvah Lamed Aled, nevertheless the Ramban Tainas, that Hagbalah was said, that Hagbalah, that limitation that was said about Nesiyas HaLevim mi ben Shloshim va ben Chamishim, it should be in existence whoever is doing the carrying. If the Levim are doing the carrying, then for them it's 30 to 50. And the Rambam Tain is the Kohanim are doing the carrying when L'Doros, so then let it be 30 to 50 for them. So the Rambam should have enumerated this as a mitzvah l'doros. This 30 to 50 should count l'doros. So why is it omitted? And what about the Perush HaGemara B'Chulin? So the Ramban writes that bizman shein regilus masa b'kasef, in other words, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, lo nifsalu halavim milashir la'achar chamishim kamo shayu psulim b'midbar. Avo mitzvus masa b'kasef atzma halano heges l'doros. So that the Gemara says, Lo amarti ala b'zman shavoyde b'kosef, it means that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they are not going to be puzzled to sing after 50 like they were in the Midbar. But the mitzvah of Masa b'kosef is no igladaros, and the Hagbalah of 30 to 50 is also no igladaros. That's the kashav the Ramban. V'od hisig al divrei Rambam, sheledor it's mitzvah nesiyah b'kohanim. The Ramban also takes issue with the shita of the Rambam that ledoros mitzvahs nesiyah b'kosef is b'kohanim and not b'levim, and he says, Chalila lanu shenayma shenishtana shu mitzvah b'torah shu halavim nifsala mimasa aron la'olam. How can you say that? That the mitzvah and the Torah is going to change? And that now the levim are going to be puzzled in a sea of aron? So lo yachol liyot. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he brings psukim that show us that the levim would be nosei as ha'aron, v'anachat tzichim leva'er et shitat ha'Rambam. As niftach b'siyata d'shmaya b'divrei ha'gmara b'arachin. B'daf yud alef amud alef. Omeret ha'gmara amar abaye. Yedalef Amud Bet, Amar Abaye Naktinan, we have a Kabbalah that a Mishoirer, a Ben Levi that's Mamuna to be a Mishoirer, Shashir, that he opened or closed the Shaarei HaMikdash, and therefore he's Osek, Be Shel Chaveiro, he's doing his friend's Avoda, Be Misa. So his din is Misa Bidei Shamayim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar Gimel Amud Ches, the Hachoinim Lifnei HaMishkan Kedma Lifnei Ol Moed. Moshe Aaron Ubanov, the Hazor Hakarev Yumas. My Zar. So it says if somebody is miskarev to be Oisek b'avoydes Hamishkan, if a Zar comes to be Oisek b'avoydes Hamishkan, if he's karev, Yumas. So who's the Zar the Gemara asks? Elam is Zar Mamish, Kagon Yisrael, Sha'asak Ba'avoida, Shokohanim, Mishalavim. If you say it's like a Yisrael who does the Avod of a coin or a Levi, he's talking about Moshe and Aaron, or a Kohanim, Moshe is a Levi, or Aaron's a coin. So if you say it's a Zar Mamish who comes through the Avod of Kohanim, Levim, Haksiv Chad Azimna. Rav Shain Galeon this. It's already written once in Onesh of a Zar. So what do you have to learn it again? Ves Aaron, Ves Bonav Tifkot, Vesham, Ves Kunasa, Ves Zar Karv Yumas. Elalav, so it must be Zar de Oisa Avoida. In other words, Levi, who doesn't have voda that he wasn't appointed for. And that's one opinion. And there's another opinion that it's not a chiyuv misa, but it is merely an azhara. And it's just it's a no-no, but it's not a chiyuv misa. And Rashi says, what's the azhara? Where do you get this azhara from? Lois Parishlan Rashi says, we don't know. However, the Rambam in Klei Mikdash Gimel Yud writes, Mokor for this Isser, for when it says the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Aaron Avon of Yavo, Visamu Osam, they put them, Aid Levim, Ishi Shalabodaso, Vel Masao. And the explanation is, right, that Aaron Avon will come, and they will place the Levim, each person in his special Avoda. So it's an Azhar not to do someone else's Avoda. So the Birat Varim is, writes the Griz, that Belevim yeshno din minui al avoda mesuyemet. Kakatuv ba'arbe mikraot she'aron uvanav pokdim umemanim et halevim b'mishmartam. Ish ish al avodato. Ma she'en ken b'kohanim lo ne'amar din minui al avodatam elo kulam ruim l'chol avodot. By Levim, you find in numerous psukim, says the Briskerov, that Aaron and his sons gave them tzivuyim, commanded them and appointed them to do various jobs. Yishi shalavodaso. Like we had that pasuk that we quoted from the Rambam. Everybody has their specific job. But by Kohanim, you don't find that. By Kohanim, they just royal lekol avodos. And with this, he explains what the Kesef Mishnah was omen on Gimel Tes. Why, by Kohanim, we have paisos. We have these lotteries to decide who's going to do the avodah by Leviim. Rashi batei avos were mechalek oisam ishi shal avodaso. Why is that? Why don't they have paisos by Leviim, only by Kohanim? And the answer is the Leviim need a special hitmanut miuchedet la'avodah. They need a special appointment to do the avodah. And therefore, there's no inyan of pious, because pious is just sort of random. That's what the lottery is. But when you have Leviim, they need a special minui. Kohanim war roy be'etzem l'chol ha'avodos. Like it says in the Mishnah Rishonah, Mishai Rotze Litro Mesem Zbeach Toireim, Ela Shelitzorach HaSiyas HaSeder Hayim Mephaisim, Kederach HaTalas Goralas Bechalukas Nechasim Vizchias Manos. So they could theoretically do all the Avodos. So anybody could be Toireim, but they wanted to make some Seder. So just like by Chalukas Nechasim we do Goralas, so also by which avoda each Kohen is going to do, we have gorelos, we have paisus. But when it comes to Leviim, there you need a special minu, so you can't have lots, you can't have lotteries. And that's the Rambam says, that a Levi is muzer milasis avodas chaver ishi shal avodas avel masel. In other words, in this pasuk we have a din minui prati l'avoda mesuyemes, a special appointment for a specific avoda. And when he does the avod of another Levi, who choreg meoto minui shenitmanalo, he is departing from that appointment that he was appointed, and he's doing something he wasn't appointed to do. So therefore, it's no good. It's an azhara. Not allowed to do that. In the Sefer Achinuch and Shin Pei Tes, he writes, "Umen adoime ki koyin shesiyeya b'meleches chaveru hakoyin gam kein b'misa." He says a chiddush. That a Kohen that helps his friend the Kohen dies. Brisker Rav writes that Medivrei Rambam, it doesn't look like that. It looks like it's a Din Mesuyim B'Leviim, because the Azhara and the Misa were said only about Avodas HaLeviim. And he explained this based on the Svara that we said, because the Yisod Din Meshayer Shashir is said about Leviim that need special appointment for their Tafkid. And therefore, somebody who is appointed to sing, and then he does his friend's tafkit, chayiv, mashen kein b'koyhanim, shekulim ruim l'chol avodos, there's no ashar if you help your friend. He also brings from the Sifri, v'avadetem shemayanim u'rbavim, tamlor avoydis matonim, amatonim b'payis, af avoydim b'payis. So he explains pshat, that mitzad hilchas avoyda, they could be u'rbavim, they could be mixed up. But now we have a din of matana, avoydis matana, that there has to be a pious, just like by the matanos they have a pious who gets the matanos, so too they have a pious for the avodas. But in principle, in theory, they could all do the avoda. There's no din, there's no azhara against from one kohen doing someone else's helping out a different kohen. Ella shevi sham et evrei Ramban b'sefer haMitzvot b'asei laMitvav. That this din, that you should be memuna ishi shal avoda mesuyemes, was said about the Kohanim as well. Not only about the Leviim, that's what the Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he explains, she'omnam haRamban olech b'zeh lefi shitato, she'pirei sham mitzvat ha'chalukah lemishmarot, she'mitzvah amura hen b'kohanim hen b'leviim, ve'inyana chalukat zmanim l'chol mishmar, v'gam chalukat tafkidim mesuyamim. So he's l'shitaso, that he's explaining there's a mitzvah of chaluk l'mishmaros. What's the chaluk l'mishmaros? That it's said about both Kohanim and Leviim that they have different times for each group to work, and they're given different tafkidim, different jobs. However, the Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Klei Mikdash that a mitzvah, chalukas mishmaris, is a din mesuyim only by the kohanim. And the inyan is just chalukas manam l'chol hashana. So even though the levim also were mechulakim before the mishmaris, mitakonis David HaMelech v'shlom v'shmuel haroa k'divrei Rambam, but this chalukah isn't mechuyev midin Torah. Mitzvah Satorah is only by kohanim and parashas shoftim. Uledato, and b'mitzvah zo, inyan kviat avodot l'kohanim klal, this mitzvah has nothing to do with establishing jobs for kohanim. It's just chalukah zmanim. So for the Rambam, it's just chalukah zmanim. For the Ramban, in the world of the Ramban, it's not only chalukah zmanim, it's also chalukah tafkidim. And the Ramban holds it goes both for the kohanim and the levim. The Rambam says it's only for kohanim and it's only chalukah zmanim. Be'ofen, sheledat Rambam, hem shnei dilim achalukim miikaram. The Rambam holds there two distinct dinim. But kohanim, there's a din of chalukas mishmaros lezmanim, and we don't have a chalukah lavodos, like it's master from the Sefri that we quoted, af mur bavim. But levim, lehedya, there's a din minu lavodos, according to the Rambam, but there's no mitzvahs chalukah lemishmaros. Just happened to have been done, but not midin Torah. Only minu lavodos midin Torah. Vir ledat haramban, sheshva din hakohanim balevim, b'chalukat mishmarot. This mitzvah, the Ramban explains that this mitzvah includes chalukas havodos also. There's chalukas mishmaros and chalukas havodos. Uleshitato, zo nakat shedin minui hamur belevim sheach gam ken bekohanim. The minui that is said about the levim, if the Ramban is shouted to the kohanim as well. V'zet toem im devrei achinuch. And this stems, this dovetails, this jives with the opinion of the Chinuch, who equates the din of Kohanim she'avad avodas chaver l'din m'sharis shishir. He equates the din of Kohanim to Levim, just like a Kohen's now allowed, a Levi's now allowed to do someone else's job, so to a Kohen. And this Shita also has a source in the Sifri Zuta and Kairach, that just like the Levi is chayv al asiyas avodas chaver, or kachadin b'Kohen. Vosif harav mibrisk לבאר בזה מה שכתב הרמב״ם שהממונה על השיר במקדש היה בורר בכל יום את המשוררים העומדים על הדוכן לומר שירה בפה ואילו בפרק ג' הלכת ה' כתב הרמב״ם שראש בית אב היה ממנה את כל הלווים שבאותו יום על עבודתם כיצד יתקיימו הדברים אלה ששני עניינים נפרדים הם הממונה על השיר אינו אלא בורר מי הם הראויים לשיר באותו יום אבל לא חל בברירתו זו חלות דין מינוי כלל אלא צריך שיתמנה לוי אחר כך על ידי ראש בית אב על עבודתו שזהו מעיקר דין עבודת הלווים שיהיו ממנים אותם על תפקידם המסוים כאמור in non-Shakespearean English. In one place the Rambam says, you know what points the Levim for the Shir and the Mikdash? The person who is in charge of the Shir and the Mikdash. The Irachmil Bigun of the Mikdash. He appoints the singers. But that's in the one place. Klem Mikdash Zayin Hei. But in Paragim Alochates, he writes that the head of the family, the Rosh Beis Av, was Mimane. So which one is it? So the Brisker Rav says that the head of the singers in the Mikdash. So he would say in general, who's right to sing? Who could sing on that day? He's mevar that. But in his brayer, on his choosing, there's no chalois din of minui. Minui is done by the Rosh Beis Av. Because they have to be memuneh. They have to be specially appointed for that. אז עכשיו, משזכינו שלדעת הרמב״ם חיוב משורר ששיער הוא מפאת דין מינוי האמור בעבודת הלוויים, יש לחקור בגדר דין זה, האם חיובו משום הזנחת תפקידו בכך שמתעסק בתפקיד חברו, או שמה חיובו על שעושה עבודה, ולא שנתמנה לה. So now that we understand Mishore Shashir, that a singer who is the gatekeeper, not allowed to do that, because he's a special din minui. So what's pshat? Is pshat that he left his avoda, or because he did an avoda that he's not supposed to do, that he wasn't appointed to do? Is it because he abandoned his own avoda to do a different avoda, or it's because he did an avoda that he wasn't appointed to do? What's the pshat? So b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, I really hope that we're able to continue siyata d'shmai b'simcha b'tuv levav meirov kol, and go weiter in the next shir. But we will conclude here for now, I hope. And Hashem should just give us the koach and the moach and the financial means and everything good in order to be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.